Hi VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is called How Do Birds Learn to Sing? So in this video, they're talking about how birds, specifically finches, actually learn to sing. And I thought that this would be a simple thing. I thought that maybe their parents would teach them how to sing, either their mother or their father probably, but it turns out it's not quite that simple. So if you're interested, you can take a look at that video. And now let's look at our sentence. So our sentence is, isolated finches still produce what are called innate or isolate songs. A specific tune might be taught, but the instinct to sing seems to be hardwired into a songbird's brain. Innate songs sound different from the cultured songs learned from other finches at first. All right, so in this sentence, they're explaining that finches that don't live with their families actually also are able to sing. They still produce songs. And although specific tunes might be taught, the instinct to sing is still natural. It's still natural for them to sing or learn how to sing, even if their parents don't teach them. So this is pretty interesting. Anyways, let's read our sentence one more time, a little bit slower. Isolated finches still produce what are called innate or isolate songs. A specific tune might be taught, but the instinct to sing seems to be hardwired into a songbird's brain. Innate songs sound different from the cultured songs learned from other finches at first. All right, let's take a look at our vocabulary. Our first vocab word is isolate. Isolate is a verb, and it means to place or keep apart from others. If you isolate yourself from other people, you might feel lonely. And this word can also be used as a noun, as it's used in our example sentence later on. It says isolate songs. So when this word becomes a noun, the pronunciation changes slightly. When it's a verb, it's isolate, isolate. But when it's a noun, it's isolate. And an isolate would be someone who is isolated. However, we don't use this word very often in everyday English. We most often use isolate, the verb. All right, our next word is related to isolate and it is separate. So separate is when things aren't together anymore. So a recipe might say, separate the egg yolk from the egg white. So make it come apart from the egg white. The next vocab word is separate. So separate is an adjective and it means set apart. So you could say something like, I keep my fish in separate tanks so that they won't eat each other. So they're in different tanks or they're set apart in these tanks. You could also say something like, I have something to talk to you about, but I think we should make a separate meeting to discuss it. So maybe that's not appropriate for this meeting, so we should make a separate meeting or a different meeting. All right, the next word is innate. Innate is an adjective, and if something is innate, it's part of the basic nature of something. It's natural. For example, many animal behaviors are innate. You could also say something like, she has innate talent. So this talent wasn't learned, she just had it naturally. The next word is acquired. Acquired is also an adjective. When something is acquired, it's gained by effort or experience. So you could have an innate skill, and that would be a skill that is natural. You have it since the time you're born, or an acquired skill. And an acquired skill would be something that you learn, you practice, you gain through experience. We might also say something like, blue cheese is an acquired taste. And it means that this taste needs to be learnt or it needs to be developed over time. So blue cheese isn't easy to like, but if you try it a few times, you might acquire a taste for it. It's an acquired taste. All right, our next word is instinct. Instinct is a noun and it's a way of behaving or thinking or feeling that's not learned. It's a natural desire that makes you want to act in a particular way. For example, we might say that an animal has hunting instincts, so that animal knows that it should hunt. it naturally wants to hunt. We might also say maternal instincts, and that would mean that you have the instinct to be a mother. You know how to be a mother. You could also say something like, when he walked toward me, my first instinct was to run away. So the first thing I wanted to do, the first thing I thought I should do, was run away. The next word is intuition. Intuition is a noun, and it's something that's known or understood without proof or without evidence. So for example, you could say, my intuition tells me that everything will be okay. So I don't have any proof that this is true, but I just feel like this is true. I feel like everything will be okay. The next vocab word is hardwired. Hardwired is an adjective, and usually it means that some electrical stuff comes with the product that you have, or it's connected into that product. But we can also say that our brain is hardwired for something. So in our example sentence, we say, the instinct to sing seems to be hardwired into a songbird's brain. So this would mean that it is inside the songbird's brain from its birth. It's something that you know just because you know it. You haven't been taught it. It's part of your genes and it's part of the way that your brain is made. It's not something that you need to learn. For example, you could say something like, humans are hardwired for language. The next word is hardware. So hardware is a noun, and it is equipment used for a particular purpose. Something like computer equipment, maybe a keyboard or a mouse, or inside your computer, there's a CPU. Those are all examples of hardware. You could say something like, the repair shop said my computer has a hardware problem. Okay, our next word is cultured. Cultured is an adjective, and in this video, it means produced by culture or learned through culture. The sentence talks about cultured songs. So those are songs that birds learn from other birds or through bird society, through bird culture. But in English, we often use this word to mean something is refined in taste or manners or speech. So we might say he is very cultured, and that would mean he has good taste, he speaks politely, maybe he goes to museum, he knows about the world. That would be a cultured person. All right, our last word is culture. Culture is a noun, and it is the beliefs and the customs and the art of a particular society or a group of people. So different countries have different cultures. You might say something like, in American culture, people often shake hands as a greeting, but this might be different in other cultures. All right, that's all the vocab that we have for today, so let's read our sentence one more time. Isolated finches still produce what are called innate or isolate songs. A specific tune might be taught, but the instinct to sing seems to be hardwired into a songbird's brain. Innate songs sound different from the cultured songs learned from other finches at first. All right, that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Thank you guys for listening. And the question of the day is, do you know any other animal behaviors that are innate? Leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.